In testimony to the House Armed Services Committee, the Special Inspector Generals for Reconstruction in Iraq and Afghanistan said Congress must apply tight oversight to future reconstruction activities to ensure that billions in taxpayer dollars are not wasted. Stuart Bowen, Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction, says reform is needed, adding the U.S. government currently lacks an efficient system to manage and carry out such operations.
The United States government does not have an established framework for the management and execution of contingency relief and reconstruction operations.
In Iraq, Bowen notes that the need for security sharply increased reconstruction costs, a fact reflected in Inspector General and Government Accountability Office GAO reports since the U.S. military invasion in 2003. After spending some $50 billion in Iraq, he says infrastructure goals were not achieved. Among many lessons learned, Bowen says, is that relief and reconstruction operations require unity of command, better communication among departments and agencies, and improved rules for contractors. Retired Major General Arnold Fields, the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, says his office has begun an audit of U.S. reconstruction funds, projects, and contracts. He identifies as a key issue the U.S. government's ability to manage contractors, saying his office will be conducting a number of reviews on the use and performance of contractors in Afghanistan. While Afghanistan and Iraq share similarities, he says, there are also key differences that need to be taken into account.
The nature and scope of U.S. reconstruction efforts in Afghanistan and Iraq have many similarities. However, as members of this committee are aware, conditions in Afghanistan, from the standpoint of economic, geographic, demographic, and political, offer unique challenges to the feasibility and sustainability of reconstruction efforts.
As the United States embarks on a new strategy in Afghanistan, House Armed Services Committee Chairman Ike Skelton says learning lessons from Iraq will be increasingly important.
Among many other problems, at some point during the war in Iraq, the reconstruction effort suffered from poor financial controls, poor interagency coordination, which we are very concerned about in this committee, and a lack of strategic planning, which we've all been concerned about for some time. While to some extent these problems were addressed over time in Iraq, we must ensure that the lessons that we learned there and at great expense are not lost.
John McHugh, the ranking committee Republican, says if one thing has become clear from numerous congressional hearings and auditing reports, it is that more work needs to be done when it comes to reconstruction management and oversight.
In Iraq, we will continue to assist that nation with their security forces for the foreseeable future. At the same time, building up the Afghan National Security Forces is a vital element of our counterinsurgency strategy there. In other words, this work is essential, and we cannot afford any longer the inefficiencies and waste that has riddled our past efforts.
Jacqueline Williams-Bridgers of the Government Accountability Office says reconstruction in both countries will require establishing and maintaining basic security, building a sustainable economic foundation, and holding governments accountable for economic and political commitments. In Afghanistan, she says progress in building the national security forces to establish security has been slow, and as occurred in Iraq, deteriorating security conditions threaten U.S.-funded projects.
A lack of security in Afghanistan has put U.S.-funded development projects at risk. Concerns over security have delayed projects, increased costs, and again changed the scope and nature of the projects.
Bridgers calls Afghanistan's development strategy, aided by the U.S. and other donors, underfunded, adding that it may not be viable given current levels of assistance. In Iraq and Afghanistan, she says, the U.S. must clearly define its objectives, estimate future costs, and seek to coordinate all U.S. government agency and international reconstruction efforts. Dan Robinson, VOA News, at the Capitol.